Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Okay, are you ready?
So today is going to be
ridiculous. Just strap your pants on tight because it's going to be a fun ride.
You know why? Because we have Rachel, the real McCoy, in the house today.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
We're so excited.
Okay. Just so everyone's prepared for the ADD trails that are going to happen in this conversation, Rachel is our other account manager. So Jen, Rachel, and I share an office, and it gets pretty wild in
right.
there.
It's the three musketeers, the three wise women, the three blind mice.
Leading the blind.
We're all here.
We're just pumped you're here.
I'm very happy to be here, and I've been enjoying everything you're saying and all of your pods so far. And
our pods?
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Oh, I like it too.
So introductory, you are Rachel McCoy. You've worked
tell us about yourself.
You're like you're one of the pioneers of the company. You've been here
I prefer
a long
to
time.
Say founding mother.
Oh, that's cute.
Founding mother.
Well, I started 6 years ago, and it's been just really great to use everything that I learned in college. You don't know if you ever really will, and mm-hmm. then you get to. And it doesn't matter at what age you do that. If you're able to pull it together and make a difference for people, then that's the really fun part.
So fun.
And I have a resume that might roll down a set of stairs and continue rolling out into the street.
Rachel, in five statements, give us your resume in order.
Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Followed by meats marketing, wearing Bob the Hog mascot suit for a large corporate meat company that then tanked.
Oh,
and
no.
Arts marketing, St. Joseph Museums marketing, and niche agricultural products for the University of Missouri.
Just round of applause. Just, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to be in your presence.
Now you know why her right-brained creativeness is so valuable to us, because she has so much different experience and
she
has seen and gone through things no one should have to, including the inside of a mascot suit.
They don't make them in petite sizes, so it's just another way the fashion industry is trying to rub us out. Short people, rise up. It doesn't matter, pants, mascot suit, you deserve to have a size that fits you.
Mm-hmm. She's so smuggled by mascot suits and creativity.
Sure, people rise up.
So, as part of our being a guest, you have to tell us what your favorite emoji is on your phone. And since we just had a very beautiful and fun group text, we know that you really like the cry face. Is there any other emoji that you love?
My favorite of all time is the pink unicorn. Not everyone has it.
Oh.
It's rare and elusive. Someone once said that seeing Nicole Kidman was like seeing a unicorn. And I think of her every time I send someone the pink unicorn.
I'm going to start sending.
That was someone who saw her there. On the street walking.
There she is. She's beautiful.
Oh, I never realized she was pink.
They updated these recently.
Oh, yeah, I can't do that. My phone won't update.
Well, your phone is also cracked into a million pieces, so.
Okay. I'm crying.
So
stop.
Already, rabbit hole number one. Number two, what we really brought you in to talk about is the importance of creative marketing and why we, yes, and brainstorming. And it's one of the most important and first things that we do with new clients.
Mm. And fun.
Right. So, but first I want to talk about what we did last week, which was one of the coolest things that we've gotten to do at our time here in SJC. Mm-hmm. We were invited to VML in Kansas City, which is the number 6 ranked ad agency in the nation. They have over 3,000 employees in 26 countries, and their global headquarters is in Kansas City.
Casey Moe.
And I was fangirling, like major. We were walking through this amazing airport that they've turned into their offices, and Anna had to whisper, "Close your mouth." Because I was just like,
my jaw had dropped.
My jaw was on the floor. It was so cool how they were all collaborating and meeting. And they had these think tanks and these fishbowl offices where they were talking and you could just like feel the buzz in the air.
Yeah, we saw someone testing out new virtual reality program that they were working on.
It was
on.
Just so cool. And so we wanted to talk about what we took away from that as far as creative brainstorming and living in this world where we kind of have to be delivering creative thoughts all the time. And how we do that as a part of our process when we get clients. They have a podcast. It's 25 and 25. It's their 25th year anniversary. So they're interviewing people. They interview like their social media marketing person from New York City, Goddess Rivera. And now I follow.
Her name is Goddess.
Her name is Goddess. Goddess. And she's, and now I follow her on Twitter, and she's just super inspirational with her positive thinking. And you guys saw when we were in the office with all those people, they're all like that. They are all just these super inspired and positive thinkers. And I just cannot wait to kind of bring some of that back into our office. So we're going to talk about how as account managers, we kind of lead the charge in staying creative. And sometimes that can be hard because you get stuck in a rut, and this is the goal that we want to set. We want to achieve these things for our clients. But that's why we have Rachel here, who can come up with a tagline in 2.5 seconds and a potential mascot.
There's always a mascot involved.
Followed by a vehicle, but I digress. So one of the big takeaways from visiting VML is that everyone's creative. And I feel like today there are probably account managers listening saying, I don't drive the creative at my company. I check off lists.
Right.
I push tasks through. But we want to challenge that and say that everyone in your team, you know, no matter how big or small, has a lot of creative input and energy to add to the strategies.
Yeah.
So when we brainstorm at SJC, we have multiple persons around the table, pens going, whiteboards going, blackboards, whatever, you name it, everybody's involved.
Yep.
And the other thing we noticed when we were there is that they kept stressing, when you have a brainstorming session to share creative ideas, make sure you come away with actual to-dos. Otherwise, you have these ideas floating around kind of untethered.
Right.
And in my mind, they're like helium balloons, and they're just going to float away, and you can't chase after them and jump up in the air and grab.
Especially short people.
And that's And Anna's strong point is her, she is way more right-brained, right?
Left-brained.
See, I don't even know. I don't follow rules. You are left-brained. Your brain is the compartmentalized.
Basically the boring brain.
No.
Yes.
Organized.
Yeah.
And so then we have Rachel and I, who are like paint splattered everywhere, super high energy, kind of ADD. And in our brainstorming meetings, we have both. And so we shoot out these ideas, and Susan and Anna will go, that's not really applicable, or how are you going to see a return on investment, and like all these big words that I don't understand.
So boring.
And but it's so valuable to have both of those.
Well, and brainstorming doesn't end for Rachel in the meeting. It usually carries on to the carpool line at school, where she starts texting you 10 more ideas in the car.
What
voice
if
texting, I'm sure, safety first.
What if we did a meerkat campaign?
Yeah, it just doesn't, I mean, really, like that's the reality of your brain. Right? It doesn't just like shut off. It's.
I think that's true for everybody. We all just need to tap into it more. The the idea of creating or being a creator, it's born into everybody.
Right.
And some people have been told or have become used to habits where they say, I'm not creative. I can't do that. I shouldn't think that way. But I think in this field of marketing, you have the idea to just blow the, or the ability to just blow the roof off of that. Everyone can continue brainstorming, continue that stream of thought.
Yeah.
What I like to do is try to think about ideas in terms of lifestyle benefit. What's the lifestyle benefit that it offers the user or the consumer? And lifestyle is a much bigger thing than right now. What does it mean to them? And every product impacts someone's lifestyle. Some people say that they have a service, maybe they're an accountant or a type of business where they don't feel like that's applicable.
Right.
I think we would all disagree that. We've all got a way of summarizing what we offer and what we do that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And on that same note, why do you think that some clients get nervous to get to what they would think is too creative or too outside the box or too humorous or too much personality?
They feel like they're in an industry where that doesn't apply. They put themselves in a box, and I say, shred the box, people.
Get out of it.
Jump out.
Right.
Push out.
Leap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make I think it when you come into the picture, you get to kind of push them to think a little harder, and then we can come back and say, okay, you've got this idea. Now here's how we apply it and make it make sense. So they have a service, but the consumer doesn't necessarily always see that same point. So they might use it in their life in a different way than the than our clients see it. And that's B2C, but and we do that same with the B2B market. We just have to kind of creatively redirect the messages sometimes, and that takes a lot of work.
And
related to that, one of the things they said at VML was, what is the message that's going to change the behavior?
Right.
And I know we all know that, but we forget it.
We're going to put that on our wall.
Yes. We may have a lot of messages and ideas, but which one or which two or three are actually going to change the behavior? You got to start with your big list and then, of course, narrow it down to a few that will have a serious impact.
I love that idea. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to actually talk about some of those ideas that we've had in the past, some that have worked really well and changed our clients' businesses, and then some that tanked and stayed inside our brainstorming meetings. So we'll be right back.
Are you ready to make your brand shine online? Get started with one of our affordable managed website package options to fit the needs of your business. Go to sjc.marketing/shineonline and check out our awesome packages customized specifically for your needs. Ready to get started? Email us today at info@susanjcampbell.com or call us at 816-396-8575.
And we're back. Okay, so we're going to walk you through what our brainstorm process looks like. There's four steps, and the left brain person's gonna talk about it.
I would have done an interpretive dance.
So, step one, identify the problem that we're trying to solve here, because ultimately everything we do, a social campaign, a new slogan, a whatever, fill in the blank. Yes, someone's got a problem they want solved. So that's our first thing.
The consumer has a problem that needs solved.
Yes. Yeah. And then we're going to explore all potential solutions. So this is where it becomes a safe space for everyone, where you throw out ideas. No idea is a bad idea, whether everyone agrees with that or not. You're not supposed to shut it down right away.
Mull it over.
Yes. Then, step three, we're going to develop some action items, and we're going to talk about who's responsible for those items and what the deadline is, because brainstorming is fruitless if we don't go away with action items, and then holding people accountable to those items. And then last, we're going to follow up, make sure people are meeting their deadlines, maybe do a check-in, see if this is still the right route to go. We're going to measure how that campaign went once it's in play, and then we will make any adjustments that we need to after we review metrics, measurements, whatnot. Let's talk about maybe some results of some brainstorms we've done for past clients or even current clients. Rachel, I know you love taglines. What do you love about taglines?
It's really a throwback to me to growing up watching Bewitched. Darren.
Oh, yes.
Was a master. He would be in his office with Larry, I think was the other guy. And they would come up with taglines. And I thought, if that's a job for a person, that's the job I want. I realize now they didn't have to actually follow through with strategy and steps and all of the things that with that.
They would just have a print ad.
Yeah.
But I think anyone involved in marketing or advertising, even copywriting, which you don't hear all that often, understands that a strong tagline can live for decades.
Yeah.
And it captures what the consumer values most about the brand in a memorable way, or captures an emotion that changes people's behavior toward the brand. Very different than the organization's mission statement or their value statement. Sometimes we run into clients that get confused. They think they already have a tagline, but what they're doing is they're putting a statement with their brand name that matters to them, but doesn't matter to the audience at all.
Exactly.
So one of the processes that we worked through creatively was for a nonprofit organization that gives children a safe place to live while their parents are incarcerated or going through the court system. And for many years, the community thought that that place was like an orphanage or a place where you went, like a juvenile home where you had done something wrong. And that's not true at all. So the tagline we came up with was "Love Lives Here," because that captured in a short way all of the emotion and the ultimate takeaway that the kids have who live there. They will look back on those days at that place and say that some of them were the best years of their life and that some of their best friends were there and they felt like they were home. So we thought that that was a really strong way to communicate that. And since establishing that tagline, that organization has had a lot of different approaches to fundraising and meeting their goals. They've done some block parties with other businesses in the neighborhood. They've done special fundraising events and open houses that really threw open the doors so people could experience what that love looked like.
Yeah.
And it's changed the way they get community support.
Right. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Another one of your current clients, Kincaid Plant Markers. We love them. Tell us about their,
I guess you
could say, mascot, kind of. I mean, brand representative who is not really a human.
Yeah. We came up with a concept called Norman, the gnome, and he's G-N-O-R. M-A-N. This was not a copy off Travelocity. Our gnome existed probably simultaneously. I'd say they were born at the same time, separated at birth. And Norman gives a lot of fun and spunk to a metal product that is really, really useful.
Yeah.
These markers never rust. Professional gardeners across the country and in some even internationally love these plant markers because they solve the problem. They don't blow away. Dogs can't mess them up. Kids can't hurt them. Weather doesn't affect them. If you're serious about recognizing, sharing, and bragging about your plants, these are the markers that you have to have.
And believe it or not, there is an audience out there who likes to share and brag about their plants.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're hardcore.
Yeah.
And there's only so many pictures of a steel plant marker that you could share. So they needed something funny that would be, had some viral potential because of the humor aspect of it. And so he's all over social.
Norman appears at holidays and kind of on a whim when we come up with a concept. He has Norman Nation as his hashtag with the G before both of the N's. And recently we did a play on Bob Ross. We did a meme where Bob Ross was painting in a picture and the conversation bubble said, happy little Kincaid marker right here. And that got a lot of play. I think that's what's so much fun about creative strategy for clients, and everyone can agree no matter what aspect they work on of the accounts, when you can pull two unlike things together and make them mesh, then you've created something.
Right. And he says, I'm so happy. Kincaid plant markers made me so happy I peed my plants. And that's the funniest thing ever.
Yes. Norman can be a voice for a kind of a serious business.
Right.
But it works.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the people that enjoy their plants enjoy humor, and everybody loves a pun. Mm-hmm. And those are my favorite things in the world. So I think people just relate to that. Another creative thing that we did for a client, they had a lot of data they wanted to share. And we were kind of at a standstill, like, how do we share these numbers? Super impressive numbers. But if we have a social campaign, how are we going to share that with people in a fun and interesting way? So we made it into a really eye-catching graphic with some fun colors. And it had to do with agricultural farming. And so we called these stats pig deals. So it was a kind of a pig deal. And it's just funny. It's catchy. Mm-hmm. It stays in your head. And it's kind of a pig deal catches your attention. And you're also reading the data in a fun way. Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of quirky things that come out of our brainstorming sessions that are super priceless.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're faced with a tough industry where at first it seems really hard to come up with something fun, quirky, creative. But again, you got to shred that box. There's always a way to give the consumer a message about a product that is more fun and memorable. So for an investment firm, Family Investment Center, we came up with money is freedom, freedom is fun. Because so many of these organizations in that industry get hung up on the seriousness of the work. And we recognize the seriousness of the work. But ultimately, having freedom to bless your kids, grandkids, follow those dreams you have, that's a lot of fun.
Right.
So we wanted to pull that out, and we carry that out in podcasts and social media posts and fun memes and play around with it where we can.
Yeah.
And we realize there are limits in different industries for how much
even that you can use it. I mean, that doesn't even touch on all the PR that we've helped with getting, you know, articles published in Forbes and Wall Street Journal. And that's, you know, there's still serious sides that we do, but to be able to
bring a good point. Actually, being a little different in the industry and having a tagline that shows that difference has helped Family Investment Center get some strong media play in big name publications, because it's fun and interesting for a reporter to find an investment firm that really enjoys the work they do.
Right. And they're focused on the end result for the client, too, that taking the trip or being with your grandkids. Or
actually, one of our new campaigns is called Freedom Tour, a.k.a. Retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And we put the Family Investment Center logo on a bus-type vehicle and show it going through a map, different progressions of the company's history. But then in other pieces, we used the VW van image to ask you if you're ready for your own freedom tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we compared getting ready for retirement to launching your own concert tour. If you were a roadie, You need to know what you're packing, who's going with you, what's your destination, where you're stopping along the way. And we wanted to encourage younger people to think about those things now and realize your freedom tour does begin now.
Right.
So that plays in really well with money is freedom, freedom is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So much more interesting than a boring old brochure.
Yeah.
And how we use our team to take that idea and put it on all the channels is like, I love that part. Like your idea. And then in a month from now, it's fleshed out into all of the different ways.
It's been social media ads, podcasts.
Yeah. Email marketing.
Special graphics.
It's so fun how one little idea can spiral into so much.
Yeah. I know it's your goal in life that every client should have a mascot or a vehicle of some point.
Or a person dressed in a pizza costume.
Yeah.
On the highway.
If your dream came true, what would that mascot be and who would it be for?
Me personally, I'd like to have a mobile thrift store where it's like a camper or an RV and it goes to places where women or children or even kids in low-income neighborhoods don't have the ability to get to place to get the resources they need, so they can get on the bus and go through the bus,
and it would have your face on it.
A big, what are those
bobbleheads?
Yeah, that's personally my thing that I'd like to do.
That's awesome. You're like an onion,
just layers,
peeling them back all the time. Who is this woman? She is the mother of three boys, the wife of a very important school administrator.
Putting the pal back in principal.
Is that his slogan that you try to get them to promote? That's his tagline.
With much sarcasm.
Yes. Yeah. This woman juggles a lot of things at one time. So it's pretty amazing that you can keep it all straight. And maybe you don't feel like you do, but you've got it pretty figured out.
Yeah. You're awesome.
Thanks. I have lots of gnomes working for me at home.
Thanks for being with us and for sharing a nugget of your knowledge with
us
today.
Being our pal.
Yeah. Aww, thanks for group texting
easy
with
job.
Us.
Easy job.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.